book James. The book James. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
我会来练, 请大家来听。
I'll read it, and the congregation will be listening to me.
我的弟兄们, 你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督, 便不可按着外貌待人。 若有一个人戴着金戒指, 穿着华美衣服, 进你们的会堂去。 又有一个穷人, 穿着肮脏衣服, 也进去。 你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人, 说, 请坐在这好位上。 又对那穷人说, 你站在那里, 或坐在我脚凳下面。 这岂不是你们偏心待人, 用恶意断定人吗? 我亲爱的弟兄们, 请听, 神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人, 叫他们在信上富足, 并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗? 你们反倒羞辱贫穷人, 那富足人岂不是欺压你们, 拉你们到公堂去吗? 他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗? 经上记着说, 要爱人如己, 你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的, 但你们若按外貌待人, 便是犯罪, 被律法定为犯法的。 因为凡遵守全律法的, 只在一条上跌倒, 他就是犯了重条。 原来那说不可奸淫的, 也说不可杀人, 你就是不奸淫, 却杀人, 乃是成了犯律法的。 接下来是信息的时间。
Now it's time for the message.
我们把时间交给Pastor Paul。
Let's give the time to Pastor Paul.
In his autobiography, Mahatma Gandhi once wrote that while he was a college student, he had read the Gospels and had seriously considered converting to Christianity.
在甘地的自传里面呢, 他说了, 当他在大学生的时候呢, 他其实想过要不要接受福音成为一个基督徒。
He had hoped that the teachings of Jesus could solve the caste system problem that was dividing the people in India.
他希望呢,这个基督徒的这个教导呢,能够瓦解在印度的这个阶级制度。
So one day he visited a worship service at a nearby church so that he could talk to the pastor about becoming a Christian.
所以有一天呢,他就到家附近的一个教会里面去参加崇拜,他希望能够跟牧师谈一谈,关于他想要成为基督徒这件事。
However, when he entered into the church building, the Caucasian usher told him that he should not go into the worship service, but that instead he should go to the church down the street that was for his kind of people.
所以当他进去那个教会的时候呢,里面那个白人的招待呢,就跟他说,你应该不要来这个教会聚会,你到那个下面另外那一家,那个呢,是你们印度人聚会的地方。
Gandhi left the church and he never returned again.
所以甘地离开那个教会，他从来再也不踏进教堂一步。
He responded to the experience by saying, "If Christians have caste differences also, I might as well remain a Hindu."
甘地就这样说，如果连基督徒他们也有阶级制度的话，那我就干脆还是做一个印度人吧。The
story warns us that if a church does not warmly welcome people, that these people may never welcome Jesus into their hearts.
所以这个故事呢告诉我们，说在教会当中，如果我们也是作为一个教会不欢迎外人的话，那这些人他们也不会欢迎耶稣。But
an unwelcoming church is not just a problem that's happened within the past 100 years. It was also a first century problem that started in the early church history.
但是呢,不欢迎外人的这些教会呢,不光只是一百年前的事情,它在初期的教会当中也是如此。In
fact, let's take a look at a first century letter that was written by James, who was the half-brother of Jesus Christ.
那我们来看看呢,这个第一世纪的书信是雅各,他写的书信,他是耶稣的同母异父,就是不同父母的弟兄。
In this passage, James writes to a group of Christians that were struggling with the sins of arrogance, discrimination, and snobbishness.
所以这些初期教会的信徒呢，他们的问题是在于他们很骄傲，偏心待人。
So let's take a look at James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, to see how James addresses the problem of being a church that is unwelcoming.
所以呢，我们就来看雅各书二章一到十一节，这边讲到一个不欢迎人的教会呢，他们是怎么样来对待其他的弟兄姐妹。
First of all, let's take a look at James chapter 2, verse 1.
所以我们来看看第二章第一节。
My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。
The words don't show are in the present tense.
他说不可以，这个事情呢，是现在式。
So this verse could literally be translated, stop showing favoritism.
那也就直接翻译的意思呢，就是说不要继续这样做。
Apparently, these Christians were rejecting some people so that they could give preferential treatment to other people.
那看起来呢，好像是初期教会的信徒呢，他们拒绝了一些人，所以呢，他们可以偏心的带另外一些人。
And so James says, "You've been showing favoritism, and it's got to stop. Just cut it out."
所以呢，雅各他讲的意思就是说，你们已经是偏心以外貌待人，你们不要再这样做。
Notice that James reminds Christians that they are believers in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他说雅各跟他们说，你们是相信荣耀的主耶稣基督，所以你们不要再如此了。
In other words, James is reminding them that if there was anybody who would have the right to reject someone because they were not good enough, it would have to be the Lord Jesus because he was so glorious.
也就是说雅各的意思就是说，如果有谁有这个有权利来以外貌待人的话，那也是耶稣基督，因为他是荣耀的主耶稣基督。
The only reason why they were able to have a relationship with Jesus is because they had accepted his friendship as a gift of faith.
那还有另一个原因呢，他们之所以可以跟耶稣基督有关系，是因为他们接受了荣耀主耶稣基督给他们的礼物。
They hadn't done anything to deserve the acceptance of Jesus.
他们根本就没有做什么事情可以让他们值得接受耶稣成为他们朋友。
They weren't cool enough.
他们也不够酷。
They weren't rich enough.
他们也不够有钱。
They weren't smart enough.
他们也不够聪明。
And they certainly were not well behaved enough.
他们也不够乖。
Instead,Jesus loved them in spite of who they were, instead of because of who they were.
但是呢，耶稣爱他们，是虽然他们如此，耶稣还是爱他们，不是因为他们如此，耶稣才爱他们。
And so James is basically saying, since the glorious Lord Jesus Christ accepts everyone in spite of who they are, it certainly does not make sense for those of us who aren't so glorious.To reject anyone because we do not think that they are good enough for us.
所以雅各的意思就是说，连这样荣耀的主耶稣基督，他们虽然因为我们不够好，还是接受了我们。那我们都已经是不够好的，怎么可以因为别人的外貌来偏心待他们呢？
However, it's always easier to feel the sting of rejection than to recognize that we are guilty of stinging others with our rejection.
但是呢，我们知道，我们发现别人偏心待我们的那个刺痛呢比较容易。我们感觉到自己偏心待别人，把这个刺痛带给别人呢比较难发现。
It's always easier to detect snobbishness in other people than it is to detect it in our own selves.
比较容易看到别人当自大狂，比较难看到自己的自大。
So in verses 2-4, James gives us.An example of how Christians were showing favoritism.
所以在二到四节呢，这个雅各他就举了一个例子。
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but you say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
他说如果有一个人戴着金戒指穿华美的衣服进你们会堂去，又是穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去，你们就敬重那个穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或者说你坐在我的脚凳边，这不岂是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
James tells a story of two visitors that came to a gathering of Christians.
所以雅各就讲了说呢，有两个人来拜访教会。
Perhaps it's a small discipleship group which is meeting in somebody's house.
那也有可能呢，这个是一个好像小的门徒训练的小组啊，在某个人家里聚会。
So one of the guys from the church is sitting in his easy chair, and he has his feet propped on an ottoman.
那可能其中呢，有一个人在这个聚会的人呢，他就坐在很舒服的沙发上面，脚都翘起来了。
So he sees a rich guy come in, and he greets him, and then he invites him to sit on one of the other easy chairs.
那他说不定看到有一个来新来这个小组的人呢，那是有钱人，他就赶快站起来说：“哎，请你坐在我旁边这个舒服的沙发上面。”
But when a poor man comes to this group, he tells them, "Oh, you can stand over there, or why don't you sit by the floor by my feet?" Or actually, literally, James says, "You sit down by my footstool."
那这个，你等一下，这个人看到有一个穷人进来了，他就说：“啊，你在那边站好了。”或者说：“那伯伦，你过来坐在我这个脚旁边。”那在这圣经里面呢，直接翻译的话是你坐在脚凳的旁边。
In other words, the guy in the easy chair doesn't say, "Well, it's so good to see you. Why don't you sit in my easy chair?"
所以呢，这个坐在舒服沙发的这个人，他也没有站起来跟这个穷人说：“哎，你来坐我坐的这个沙发。”
He doesn't even get his feet off the footstool and say, "Yeah, why don't you sit on my footstool?"
那他那个翘脚呢，他也没有把脚放下来说：“那你坐这个脚凳也好。”他也没这样说。
Instead, he sits on his easy chair.He has his feet propped on the ottoman, and he says, "You can sit by my footstool. Sit on the ground, please."
那但是这个人他坐在舒服的沙发上面，脚都翘起来了。然后看到这穷人进来呢，他确实跟他讲说：“你过来坐在我翘脚的这个地方的旁边的地上。”
I wonder how welcome does the poor guy feel?
那你觉得这个穷人会觉得很受到欢迎吗？
And I'm sure if you ask the easy chair guy, "So, are you a snob?" That he would probably say, "Of course not."
那如果这个穷人问了这坐沙发的这个人说，你是不是很自大啊？然后这个坐沙发的人一定说，当然不是啊。
Then if you asked him, "Well, why did you give a better seat to the rich guy than you gave to the poor guy?" And the easy chair guy would probably say, "Yeah, it's only natural. I mean, the rich guy is so used to sitting on nice chairs, and the poor guy is used to sitting on the floor, so I'm sure the poor guy didn't actually even mind."
所以如果你问这个坐舒服沙发的这个人说，那你为什么让有钱人坐沙发，没钱人家坐地上呢？他可能会说，这很正常啊，因为有钱人他们就习惯坐很舒服的沙发，那个穷人就很习惯坐在地上啊，所以这也不是很介意啊。
And if you ask the easy chair guy, "So why didn't you get off your easy chair and let the poor guy sit on the easy chair, and then you could have just sat on your ottoman?"
那如果问这个坐在舒服沙发的这个人说，那你为什么你不起来，让这个穷人坐在你这个舒服的沙发上面，你自己坐在地上呢？
The easy chair guy would probably say, "Hey, I got here first. I have the right to sit there."
那这个舒服沙发的人说，这是我先坐的啊，所以我就有权利坐在这里啊。
Now, I don't believe that James wanted the easy chair guy to give the poor guy the nice seat and tell the rich guy to sit on the floor.
我不觉得雅各他会叫这个坐舒服沙发的人说，你让那个穷人去坐舒服的沙发，叫那个有钱人去坐在地上。
I believe that James wanted the easy chair guy to get out of his easy chair and let both the rich guy and the poor guy have a nice chair to sit on.
我相信雅各的意思呢，是让坐在舒服沙发这个人呢站起来，把他的沙发让给这个穷人，所以这个有钱人跟这个穷人都有舒服的沙发可以坐。
You see, the problem with favoritism isn't so much that we treat one guy better than the other guy.
所以呢，对于偏心待人呢，并不只是代表说我们对一个比较好，对另外一个没那么好。
The real problem with favoritism is that we are more concerned with our own comfort than we are about the feelings of somebody else who we think that is not good enough for us.
这真正偏心待人的问题呢，所在是在于我们呢比较注重自己所享受的东西，而比较不注重那些我们觉得不值得，比我们更不值得享受的那些人他们的需要。
In other words, favoritism is when you reject someone else so that you can satisfy your own selfish needs.
也就是说，偏心待人的意思就是说，我们因为想要满足自己的需要的时候，我们就去牺牲了、拒绝了别人的需要。
But the easy chair guy might say, "James, I don't know why you're so upset with me."
那这个苏富沙哥班的人可能会跟雅各讲说，我不知道你为什么那么生气、啊。
It's not like I did anything mean to that guy.
我也没有对他们做什么恶意的事情啊。
I didn't make fun of his shabby clothes.
我也没有取笑他穿的破烂衣服啊。
I didn't tell him that he couldn't stay in our church.
我也没有跟他说他不可以参加我们小组啊。
And I think that James would reply, of course you didn't go out of your way to make the other poor guy feel rejected.But if you didn't go out of your way to make the poor guy feel welcomed, he is going to end up feeling rejected.
我相信雅各会这样子跟这个人讲，所以我知道你没有故意的去让那个贫穷的人觉得受到拒绝了。但是如果你没有特意的去让这个贫穷人觉得受到欢迎的话呢，这个人他最后极可能就是自动的就会觉得受到拒绝了。
If you don't go out of your way,Get out of your exclusive clique, and people are just going to think that the church is full of cliques and that they don't belong here.
如果你没有刻意的让自己走出你自己的小团体来欢迎别人的话，那么别人就会感觉到说教会就是一个一个小团体，他们就觉得不受到欢迎。
I mean, they're going to just drop out of church.
他们可能就离开教会了。
But the easy guy chair might say, "Look, James."I don't have the time or energy to welcome all the people in the church. So I'm going to focus on the rich people because that's who I have a heart for. And those are the people who can really help out our church.
那这个坐在舒服沙发的人可能会跟雅各讲说啊，你知道吗？我很忙，我没有时间要照顾所有来教会的新朋友，所以呢，我就重点式的呢来关心这些比较重要的人，比如说这些有钱人，因为呢，他们可能可以对教会做出比较多的贡献。
Strategically speaking, the rich people are going to be able to donate more money to the church than the poor people do.
那从策略上来讲的话呢，这些有钱人他们可以捐献多一点，所以呢，可以比较帮助教会。
So why shouldn't I focus on the rich people rather than the poor people?
所以我为什么不能去好好的重点式的来欢迎这些有钱人，而不去忽略那些没钱的人呢？
So in James chapter 2 verses 5 through 13, James gives us three reasons why we should not be Christian snobs.
那在雅各书二章五到十三节呢，雅各就告诉我们三个原因，为什么我们不能成为一个骄傲自大的基督徒。
The first reason is found in verses 5 through 7.
那第一个我们可以从第五节开始看到。
Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he presented those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him who you belong.
我亲爱的弟兄们请听，神岂不是拣选了世上贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足之人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
First reason that we should not be Christian snobs is because it's just stupid.
第一个原因，我们不应该这样子偏心待人，是因为我们这样做实在是很愚蠢。
It's stupid because Christian snobs show poor judgment in how they treat people.
因为这个愚蠢，为什么呢？因为这些骄傲的基督徒呢，他们做这个事情是不公平的。
Verse 5 says it's the underdogs who deserve special treatment.
因为在第五节说，其实是世上的贫穷人呢，在信上富足。
They are God's special people.
他们是神所拣选特别的人。
Have you ever noticed how often it's the unpopular people who are often the most spiritual people, and that they make the best friends?
你们没有发现说，常常那些不是在人间最受欢迎这些人，反而是最属灵的人吗？他们不是？是最值得做好朋友的人吗？
But it's popular people who are often the ones who take advantage of you and don't really care about God.
那是不是常常是一些受欢迎的人，他喜欢占你的便宜，而且不尊重神吗？
James says that it's stupid to be a snob because you hurt the people who could probably help you out the most, and you help the people who could probably hurt you the most.
所以如果你成为一个骄傲的人的话呢？ 那你常常容易伤害那些能够帮助你最多的人，而去帮助那些最容易伤害你的人。
The easy chair guy might say, wait, even if what you're saying is true, I thought I was supposed to help those who hurt me. Didn't Jesus say to love your enemies?
那这个坐在舒服沙发的这个人呢、啊，可能会跟杨哥说，哎，等一等。这个我应该就是要去帮助那些伤害我的人啊，因为圣经不是说要这个爱你的敌人吗？
James gives an answer to that question in verses 8 and 9.
所以在八跟九节呢，雅各他就给了这个回答了。
If you really keep the command, the royal law found in scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as a lawbreaker.
他说、啊、如果你们照经上记得说要爱人如己，你们若全守着至尊的律法才是好的，但是你们若按外貌待人便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
If you are treating the in crowd or the popular people in a special way, you need to ask yourself, am I treating them this way so that I can help them out?Or am I treating them this way because their friendship would make me look better?
所以当你在偏心的带这些比较受欢迎的，或是你自己这个小组里面的人的话呢，是你真心是因为这样对他们好，因为你想要帮助他们，还是你这样做你觉得他们可以让你觉得你很重要？
In other words, are you being kind to them out of loving reasons or out of selfish motives?
也就是说，你在爱别人、帮助别人的时候，是因为你爱他们，还是因为？你是因为自私的原因来做。
Secondly, is my special treatment of the popular people keeping me from being kind to the unpopular people?
第二，我们要自己问自己说，我们对那些受欢迎的人特别的好的时候，会不会影响阻止了，让我没有办法对那些不受欢迎的人也一样好呢？
The answer is yes. Then you're a Christian snob, not a loving person.
所以如果答案是对的话呢，那你就是一个目中无人的基督徒，那你就不是一个有爱的基督徒。
So verse 9 gives us the second reason why we should not be Christian snobs.
所以第九节呢，也给我们第二个原因，为什么我们不能成为一个目中无人的基督徒。
Christian snobbery is not only stupid, it's also sinful.
因为它不光是愚蠢的，它也是犯罪的。
If you keep people out of your cliques, you're sinning.
如果你把人拒于你的小组之外的话呢，你就犯罪了。
You might be thinking, well, man, I'm kind of ignoring that nerd who's in my class because even though I know that he needs a friend, but what's the big deal?
你可能会说啊，我可能在班上是稍微忽略一下这个好像只会读书的书呆子，那好像不太好，可是也不是很严重吧。
It's not like I'm committing adultery or anything.
你不是说这跟我犯奸淫是不一样的关系吧，不一样的程度吧。
Oh yeah, well then take a look at verses 10 and 11.
那我们看第十跟十一节怎么说呢？
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who says, you shall not commit adultery also said, you shall not commit adultery. If you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那人说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫，却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。
Now, how much of the balloon did I bust?
我弄破了这个气球，我弄破了里面多大成分。
I busted all, even though I just pricked one tiny bit of that balloon.
我虽然只是轻轻的只破坏了一小部分的气球，可是整个气球全破了。
Well, it's the same way when we break a commandment of God, because the commandments of God are a reflection of God's heart.
那相同的，我们破坏了神的律法也是这样子，因为这个律法是全律法。
And when we break one commandment, we break all of God's heart.
所以呢，这是整个全心都在里面。所以我们犯了一条，就等于是犯了众条。
You see.We tend to keep the commandments that are convenient for us to keep, and then we break those commandments that we think are inconvenient to keep.
所以我们常常呢，习惯就是遵守那些我们觉得很方便可以遵守的律法，然后呢就不遵守那些我们觉得很麻烦的律法。
When we pick and choose which commandments to keep and which ones we do not, that we think are okay to break, we're basically telling God that we have the right to choose our own ethic code instead of God's ethic code.
所以当我们自己选择我们想要遵守哪一个想要哪一种可以不遵守的话就好像跟神说我要自己做主我来决定哪一个是值得遵守哪一个不值得遵守我来设定这个道德的标准。
And once we take on that kind of attitude, we have taken on the attitude of a lawbreaker.
所以当我们有这样的态度的时候呢我们就开始成为一个会这个犯律法的人。
And the only reason why we don't commit adultery, but we do commit discrimination against other Christians, is because we fear the consequences of adultery, but we do not fear the consequences of snobbery.
所以呢，我们不犯奸淫，却去犯偏心待人的原因呢，是因为我们害怕犯奸淫的后果，可是我们却不害怕成为一个目中无人、骄傲待人的人的后果。
And once we think that the consequences of adultery are not as great as the rewards of adultery, we'll also commit adultery.
所以当我们开始觉得说犯奸淫的这个后果呢，比我在犯奸淫所得到的还要少的时候呢，我们就开始犯奸淫。
In verses 12 through 13, James tells us the third reason we should not be Christian snobs.
所以十二十三节呢，这个雅各告诉我们第三个不要成为目中无人的基督徒的原因。
Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该按照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
We should stop being Christian snobs, not only because it's stupid, not only because it's sinful, but we should also stop being Christian snobs because of its severity.
所以我们不该成为目中无人的基督徒呢，不光是因为他是愚蠢的，不光是因为他是犯罪的，更要因为呢他的后果。
In other words, those people who discriminate against other people are going to be severely judged by God.
也就是说，这些偏心待人的人呢，会受神无怜悯的审判。
Well, this could mean two different things.
那这个有两个意思。
Could mean that if you are unmerciful, it means that you never truly understood the mercy that Jesus displayed by dying on the cross for your sins.
你对别人没有怜悯的话呢？第一个可能性是因为你没有完全明白神在十字架上为我们的罪而死的这样子的怜悯。
If that is true, you're not truly a Christian, and as a result, when you will be judged, you'll be condemned to a life without God.
所以如果是这样的话呢，其实你不是一个真正的基督徒。那当你受审判的时候呢，你就会受到永远的审判，是如果没有神的生活。
So it's important for you to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and that he rose again to give you eternal life.
所以是非常重要，你必须能够相信神，因为怜悯在为了要这个挽救我们的罪，在十字架上死。
The other possibility is that if you're acting like a Christian snob, it could mean that though you are a genuine Christian, that you are a disobedient child of God and your heavenly Father is going to have to discipline you.
所以呢，第二个可能性呢，是你确实是一个忠心的基督徒，但是呢，你没有怜悯待人，所以也就是说你是悖逆神的，神就要因为你这样子的悖逆要审判你。
Either way, it's not worth being a snob because God will discipline you severely.
也就是说，我们不要成为目中无人的基督徒，因为神他会惩罚你。
The title of my sermon today is "Making Disciples Who Welcome All People." Who make disciples who welcome all people.
那这个今天我这个讲题的题目呢，就是造就有爱心无偏见的门徒。
Are you a disciple who welcomes all people, not merely just your friends, but are you a disciple who goes out of your way to welcome all people?
那我就来问你们，你们是不是这样的基督徒，是可以欢迎所有的人，不光是欢迎你自己的朋友，而是所有的人。
Do you go out of your way to try to make people feel special and loved when they are around you?
你是不是特意的这个花出一些力气来让这些人觉得特别的受到欢迎呢？
Or is it possible that you actually reject some people because you become like the easy chair guy? That you are more concerned about your own comfort than you are about the people who are interested and getting involved in our Christian community.
或者是呢，你就像这个坐舒服沙发的这个人一样，你比较关心你自己的需要，而没有去关心到这些想要来教会来寻求神这些人的需要。
Are you willing to go out of your way to make other people feel welcome in our church?
你愿不愿意啊，做出一些特别的事情，让来到我们教会的人能够受到觉得他们受到欢迎呢？
Who are some of the people that we need to be especially concerned about making them feel welcome?
那在教会当中会有哪一些人我们是特别需要啊花一些时间的精力让他们觉得受到欢迎呢？
Generally speaking, the less people are like the majority of the people in our church, the more effort we need to make to make them help them feel welcome.
一般来总体来说，也就是说，这些越跟我们整个教会的人越不像的这些人，就越需要我们特别花一些精力来让他们觉得受到欢迎。
First, we need to reach out to newcomers.
啊，第一个，我们当然是要欢迎新来的朋友。
When the worship service is over, it's just natural to go and talk with your friends.
所以，当崇拜结束之后呢，很自然我们想要去跟我们自己的好朋友讲话。
But instead of talking with our friends, our first priority should actually be to talk to the newcomers.
但是呢，其实不应该是先去跟自己朋友讲话，应该是先去跟不认识的新朋友说话。
If there are no newcomers to talk to, then our second priority should be to talk to people that just seem to be sitting by themselves.
那如果没有新来的朋友的话呢，那接下来应该就要去跟那些啊平常都是自己一个人坐在那边的那些人说话。
If there are no newcomers or no isolated people, then we can talk to our friends.
那如果有没有新来的朋友，有没有自己一个人坐在那边这种人的话，那你就可以跟你的朋友说话。
Secondly, we need to go out and reach out to new students.
那第二呢，我们也必须要花一些精力来跟新学生说话。
The Chinese congregation does a great job of welcoming international students.By picking them up at the airport and helping them move into their dorms at the beginning of the school year.
所以在中文堂的弟兄姐妹呢，他们做得很好。他们呢就常常的啊，花一些特别的精力来在机场接待这些外国来的新生，然后帮助他们照料他们的食宿。
Another thing that we could do is at the beginning of the year is to go to North Campus and strike up conversation with new students.And invite them to visit our church.
那另外一个做法呢，就是在学期开始的时候呢，你可以去学校的这个餐厅，然后就找跟一些新生一起吃饭，然后邀请他们来到教会。
It's just those first few weeks at school is when the new students will decide whether they want to get involved in a church or not.
所以也就是说呢，在新开学的前几个礼拜呢，是一个很重要的时间，因为这些新生他们就是在这个时候会决定他们想不想要来加入教会。
Thirdly, we need to reach out to people who have been scarred by sin.
那第三个呢，我们必须要去关心那些被罪所受因罪而受伤的这些人。
I wonder how our church would respond if someone admitted that they were struggling with homosexuality or that they had an abortion.
我不知道我们教会呢，对于一些来到我们教会当中的人，他自己说我是同性恋，或是我曾经堕过胎这样的人，我们会有什么反应？
Certainly, we should not condone the sin, but on the other hand, we should not condemn the sinner just because our sins are not as obvious as theirs are.
那当然，我们是不是说要轻易的忽略这些罪？但是呢，我们确实不能去定这些定罪这些罪人，因为我们虽然我们自己的罪呢是没有这么明显，但是我们也是罪人。
Instead, we should treat the people like Jesus treated. The woman caught in adultery.
那相反的，我们必须要对待这些人呢，就好像耶稣如何对待那个行淫被抓的妇人一样。
On one hand, we should protect them from the stones of self-righteous hypocrites.
也在一方面来说呢，我们必须要保护这个人，让他不要受到那些假冒为善、自以为义的人要向上他所丢的石头。
On the other hand, we should tell them, encourage them to go.And sin no more.
在另外一方面呢，我们必须要告诉他们，也鼓励他们，就离开吧，但是不要再犯罪了。
I believe our church is actually a pretty friendly church.
啊，我相信我们的教会呢是一个很友善的教会。
And we do a better job than many other churches in welcoming all people.
我们跟其他教会相较之下呢，我们欢迎新来的朋友呢，欢迎各样的朋友呢，是做得非常好。
But I think we can even do better.
但是我想我们可以做得更好。
So how can we do that?
那我们如何做呢？
First, befriend an unchurched friend who is different from your normal circle of friends.
第一呢，就是跟一个没有去教会的朋友，那这朋友呢，是你平常社交范围之外的朋友。
For example, if most of your friends are American-born, then befriend an international student.
例如，如果你大部分的朋友呢都是在美国出生的，那你就去跟一个从外国来的学生做朋友。
If most of your friends are Asians, then befriend someone who's not Asian.
如果你大部分的朋友都是亚洲人的话呢，那你就跟一个非亚洲人做朋友。
Secondly, befriend someone from church who is different from you and you don't know very well.
那第二呢，就是跟一个去一个你不太熟悉的那个教会的人来做朋友。
If you're from the English congregation, befriend someone from the Chinese congregation.
如果你是英文堂的，那你就跟一个中文堂的人做朋友。
If you're born in China, befriend an American-born Chinese.
如果你是在中国出生的呢，那你就跟一个美国出生的人做朋友。
If you're a high schooler, befriend a middle schooler.
那如果你是高中生，那你就跟一个国中生做朋友。
You could do this by inviting them to eat lunch after church this morning or this afternoon, or by trying to get together with them sometime during the week.
那你可以呢？怎么做呢？你可以在教会崇拜结束之后呢，邀请他跟你一起在楼下吃午饭，或者是在周间的时候呢，也可以邀请他一起吃饭。
I'd like to close with a story for those of you who may have felt rejected by Christians.In this church or in some other church.
那我现在讲一个结束的时候，我要讲一个故事，让这些曾经觉得你在其他的教会，在我们教会觉得受到拒绝的这些人。
Perhaps it's making you think about giving up on the church or even giving up on Christianity.
所以你这以前的经验呢，让你觉得说你想要对教会或者对基督教放弃。
So I'd like to ask you to listen closely to a story that Tony Campolo shared.
那我想要分享这个故事呢，是这个叫什么 Tony 分享的故事。
He writes, "I was asked to be a counselor to in a junior high camp."
他说我呢我受到鼓励，说要在一个国中生的夏令营来当导师辅导员。
A junior high kid's concept of a good time is picking on people.
那国中生他们觉得好玩是怎么样在好玩呢？就是要取笑人家。
And in this particular case, at this particular camp, there was a little boy who was suffering from cerebral palsy.
那在这个故事当中呢，这个有一个主要的角色呢，就是有一个孩子他得了脑性麻痹。
His name was Billy, and they picked on him.
那他的名字叫 Billy, 那大家都取笑他。
As he walked across the camp with his uncoordinated body, they would line up.And imitate his grotesque movements.
那所以当他在这个行动不太协调，在那边走路的时候呢，这些孩子就会在他的旁边，然后就模仿他，取笑他那个走路扭曲的样子。
I watched him one day as he was asking for directions, which way is the craft shop? He stammered, his mouth contorting.
所以呢，我有一次看到他。在问路，然后他就结结巴巴地问说：“这个卖这个美工品的这个店在哪里
？”And the boys mimicked him in that same awful stammer. It's over there, Billy.
那这些男孩子呢，就取笑他，就模仿他那个结结巴巴的样子，就跟他说是在那边。
And then they laughed at him.
然后他们就嘲笑他。
I was irate.
那我非常愤怒。
But my furor reached its highest pitch.When on Thursday morning, it was Billy's cabin's turn to give devotions.
但是呢，在星期四的时候呢，我的生气是到达了极点，因为那一天呢是Billy 他的那一根小屋，他们必须要带领这个灵修。
I wonder what would happen because they had appointed Billy to be the speaker in front of all the kids.
那呢，他们故意叫 Billy 呢是成为这个带领灵修的领导人，然后我真的是很担心，不知道会发生什么事。
I knew they just picked.They just wanted to get him up there to make fun of him.
我知道呢，这些男孩子叫他上台呢，就是等着要嘲笑他。
And as he dragged his way to the front, you could hear the giggles rolling over the crowd.
所以当他慢慢吞吞的上台的时候呢，你就可以听到台下这些人呢就在那边偷偷的偷笑。
It took little Billy almost 5 minutes to say 7 words.
那对 Billy 来讲呢，这一次差不多他花了五分钟的时间说了七个字。
Jesus loves me, and I love Jesus.
耶稣爱我，我也爱耶稣。
And when he finished, there was a dead silence.
当他说完的时候呢，台下一片沉寂。
I looked over my shoulder, and I saw junior high boys bawling all over the place.
那我转头看一下，我看到一个国中生呢，他在那边跑来跑去。
A revival broke out in that camp because of Billy's short testimony.
所以在这个夏令营呢，就最后有一个很大的复兴，就是因为这个孩子的见证。
And as I travel all over the world, I find missionaries and preachers who say, "Remember me."
所以呢，当我在世界各地旅行的时候呢，我发现有一些这个宣教士跟一些牧师呢，他们常常说，记得我吗？
I was converted at that junior high camp.
因为这些宣教士跟牧师呢跟我说，我就是在那个夏令营成为基督徒的。
We counselors had tried to get those kids interested in Jesus.
所以我们身为辅导员呢，我们用尽所有的力气来让这些孩子相信耶稣。
We even imported baseball players with batting averages had gone up since they had started praying.
我们还甚至邀请了一些是很会打那个棒球的一些棒球员，他们说，当我们信主了之后呢，我们的棒球打得更好了。
But God chose not to use the superstars.
但是神他选择不是用这些超级明星。
He chose to use a cerebral palsy, a kid with cerebral palsy, to break the spirits of the haughty.
神呢，却使用了一个有脑性麻痹的孩子，来让这些骄傲自大的孩子呢，破碎了这些他们心中的骄傲。
He's that kind of God.
他就是这样的神。
Now, when it comes to the problem of unwelcome communities, we can choose to be part of the problem, or we can choose to be part of the solution.
所以，当我们来看这个不欢迎人的这个教会的问题的时候，我们可以选择成为这个问题的一部分，或是成为这个问题的答案。
Billy chose to be part of the solution.
这 Billy 这个小男孩呢，他选择了成为这个问题的答案。
Which will you be? Problem or part of the solution?
你想要成为什么呢？是问题还是答案
？If you drop out of the church because you don't feel welcome, then you are part of the problem.
如果你离开教会，因为你觉得不受到欢迎，那你就成为问题的一部分。
But no matter how awkward you may feel, God wants you.Part of the solution.
但是不管你心中是觉得这个是多么的奇怪啊，多么不舒服，但是神呢，希望你是成为这个问题的解答。
Let's all stand and sing one verse of the song, "The Old Rugged Cross."
让我们一同起立来唱这个回应诗歌的第一节。